here's what a standard intervention would look like with the wireless moisture pager. In the morning, you might imagine the parent putting the sensor in place in the child's underwear and then turning the pager on and having the pager handy throughout the day. The parent might give the child a little extra juice during the day or a little extra water just to set the occasion for plenty of bathroom trips across the day. Other than that, I invite the family just to go about their business as long as they're within about 35 feet, as long as there's about 35 feet between the child and the pager, that is the sensor in the pager. And then at the onset of the page, that is when urine touches the sensor, a page will let the parent know that a toilet accident has commenced. At that point, what we recommend is what we call a five-minute procedure. And that's simply going to the child quickly in an inviting, friendly tone, invite them to sit on the toilet. If any urine lands in the toilet bowl during that 5 minutes, warmly praise them, apply them with reinforcement, the kind of reinforcement that Dan was speaking about a moment ago, and then encourage them to do that again in the future. In our early pilots, what we found was through repeated pairings between the onset of accident and the onset of the page, the children would do one of two things, or both. One, they would demonstrate what we call reliable precursor behaviors. That is, they would start to do what parents recognize as the potty dance, or they would do other motor behaviors that gave you a strong sense that urination was imminent. For example, they would begin to rock back and forth more. Some children might even hold up the pager if it's handy. They might vocalize more. All indications that it's time for them to go to the bathroom. At that point, even before the pager sounds, parents are invited to take their child to the toilet, see if they can urinate into the toilet bowl, and again, ply them with reinforcement. Repeated pairings, that pager begins to drop out of the chain simply because the parents are recognizing the need for the child to go.